This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. If the whole Bible was inspired by God, then why don't we try to live under the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament together? There are some in their theology that try to combine the two. After all, Paul said in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Whereas the Old Testament was written for our learning, it does not mean that we are bound by the laws of the Old Testament. Without the Old Testament, we would not know how we were created, the origin of sin, or the beginning of God's plan for redeeming mankind. If the Bible started with Matthew, we would be totally lost. It would be as if we were opening up a book right in the middle. And of course, that's what we would be doing. But God started us all the way back in the beginning to help us to have an understanding of where we are today. We must understand that the old law was intended specifically for the Jewish nation. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 1 and following says this, "And Moses called all Israel and said to them, 'Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive.'" That law was given to the children of Israel to help develop them into a people until the Messiah would come. This was what we know as the Old Testament, or the Old Covenant, or the Old Law. This law was to stay in effect until the Lord had fulfilled His purpose. Remember that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18, "Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law until it is fulfilled." The old law was fulfilled when Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross. It was there that He died as the perfect sacrifice for you and me. Likewise, we must understand that just a few hours before, whenever Jesus was with His disciples in the upper room, that He instituted the Lord's Supper. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 and 28, it says, "Then He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" The fruit of the vine, which we partake during our Lord's Supper or communion, ought to remind us that we are under a new covenant or a New Testament. Thus, Christians today are under the New Testament and not the old. Even at the start of the church in Acts chapter 2 and following, there were those who wanted to return to the Old Testament. Paul said to those Christians, "You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace." Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4. Paul said that those who attempted to return to the old law were estranged from Christ or separated from Him. In being separated from Christ, one is thus fallen from grace. I don't know about you, but that is not a position that I want to be in. I don't want to be separated from Christ. I don't want to fall from grace. Therefore, I am not going to go back underneath the old law. The Hebrew writer spoke at length about the danger of returning to the old law. He wrote, saying, "For the priesthood being changed of necessity, there is also a change of the law." Hebrews chapter 7 and in verse 12. He goes on to say in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6 and following, "But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, 'Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord.'" He continued this thought by saying in verse 13 of that same chapter, "In that he says, 'A new covenant, he has made the first obsolete.' Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away." Yes, whatever was written beforehand was written for our learning. However, Christians today are under a new and better covenant, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22, which is based on a better sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Remember that the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 4. That is why I am so thankful to be under the new covenant, which is covered by the blood of Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I will see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.